Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Tom, how you been?
Hey, I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, I think that's what we're all trying to do at this point, just to kind of hang in there and see how our lives go, I guess. Meanwhile, NFL free agency and such continues. It's almost like, where do you want to start? I mean, the Packers pick up Kirksey. They pick up Wagner. They let a few guys walk, obviously. Are the Packers better off today or than they were the other day?
I don't think they're any better than they were. I think they're probably worse, given losing Brian Bulaga, I think, is a blow.
Mm-hmm.
I think overall Martinez is probably a better player than Kirksey. So, they're not as good a player, or they're not as good a team as they were. Their roster isn't as good. But kind of figured all along that the draft was going to be where they were going to make their hay, because – you know, the draft is kind of heavy in positions that they need. So they need to focus on keeping their own guys, the ones that they like and they want to re-sign, because really they're now in a cap situation where it's not like they're tight up against it, but they don't have the room to do the Za'Darius Smith kind of deals.
Well, that brings up the next question, because there's a ton of people that would love to see Clay Matthews after a productive season last year, even though he played in just 13 games, still had 8.5 sacks. I liked him when he played the middle. Could he be a guy that they would bring back on a one-year deal to come back home and go to the middle and bolster the middle and still have the ability to back up the guys on the outside if need be? Do you think a deal like that is in the works? Because they usually don't bring guys back. They brought back Tremont. They brought back James Jones, but that's really about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a few guys over the years that they have brought back. Matt Flynn's another guy I can think of that they brought back. Amon Green, I think they brought back. So they have done that. I just don't know what's in Brian Gutekunst's head. I don't know whether they value Clay Matthews. I agree. I actually thought last year they could have kept him around as an inside linebacker and then kind of a flex player who could, blitz up the middle, could line up outside if you needed him. He could be kind of a rover like Za'Darius Smith was late in the year. And I still think he could do that. I talked to at least one scout who said he's still got something left and would be a good fit there. But I just don't know if Brian Gutekunst thinks he's a good fit. And that's all that really matters. So we'll know, I would guess. And I don't think it would take a lot to bring Matthews back. I think the chance to finish his career in Green Bay would be ideal for him. But it takes two to tango. And so I just don't know whether there's any interest at all.
In the draft, I mean, obviously you're going to prioritize certain things. We all know a wide receiver is needed. We all know that they got to get additional linebacker help, maybe another depth as far as the offensive line goes. Am I missing anything, Tom, that would be a high priority tight end maybe at this point? They kept Mercedes Lewis, but what do you feel their top two or three priority needs are?
Well, I think they need to keep building on the offensive line. I think they need to prepare. I think they have to build depth so that they don't get in a situation where they're moving guys around. So if they could bring back Jared Velder for a year, that might be ideal to go with Wagner. I think, you know, in my estimation, there's a pretty good amount of offensive tackles early in the draft. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's what they're hoping lands to them, that they could get a tackle that they could plug in right away or at least have him ready behind Wagner. As far as free agency, I think they're just looking for bargains. They're waiting for the floor to drop out on some guy who's pretty decent but just can't seem to find a home. I think that could happen with some wide receivers because the draft is so deep in wide receivers that teams aren't going to go out and spend much. So maybe a Robbie Anderson, maybe the price drops, you know, really low, or Breshad Perriman, maybe that drops really low. Some of these guys are going to be left out, and I think that's when Gutekunst will maybe start exploring some options.
Talking with Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, how comfortable are you with the Packers secondary?
Well, they definitely got talent. I think they've got enough players to win with. I think you know, they have to get a little bit more out of, you know, Kevin King. But I think when he's healthy, he's a solid player. They got to get something out of Josh Jackson next year. That's going to be important. But they got depth, and they've got a stopper corner in Alexander and a young safety in Savage and Amos. I think their secondary is pretty decent. You can never have too many corners. So if one of those corners, highly rated corners, is available, you got to think about it. But I don't have a big problem with their secondary.
Then the special teams. Now, we know it all relies upon the depth of what it is you have. Special teams seem to be better, I guess, last year to a certain extent. But at what point do you look at this team and say, man, do you have the depth at all to eventually be a really good special teams unit? I can't tell you. I mean, maybe when Allen Rossum was here, they had a legitimate threat to run a few balls back and such. And I know early on in his career with Randall Cobb, his first one taken against New Orleans in that game after the Packers won the Super Bowl, he takes it to the house. But we have not seen consistent threats out of this, you know, special teams in a long time.
No, you have to find – I mean, usually you're – special teams are defined by a returner and how much you can do in the return game. But it's also a little bit different game special teams now because of the restrictions with kickoffs and better punters. I think the thing that Menenga did in his first year was just stabilize them. But they did nothing extraordinary. They were just solid. They cut down on penalties. They cut down on return numbers. You know, they didn't give up a lot of big plays. I think he played it safe all last year. And so I think they have some pretty decent special teams players. And they have the potential to be pretty good, but this is the year where, one, they need to get a dedicated returner, and the other is that Menenga has to start taking it to a different level and stop being kind of safe. Now that he's had a year, had his feet in the water for the first time in the NFL. A lot of it will be up to him.
Also want to ask you about what's going on in the rest of the division. So I you know, obviously what Nick Foles going down to Chicago, Jimmy Graham going down to Chicago, and all that. And then obviously the loss of Stephon Diggs. They got a decaying defense in Minnesota. Has the division caught up to the Packers?
Division has lost some pretty good players. And so I don't know if that's happened yet. I think they will. You know, I'm interested to see what happens in the draft, and I think Minnesota will be back as a pretty good team and challenging the Packers. I think the Bears have a little ways to go, and Detroit, if they could ever stay healthy, and they have some pieces. Losing Darius Slay, their corner, is trading him away is huge. I mean, that's every wide receiver in the NFC North was jumping up and down that he wasn't going to be in the division anymore. And, you know, I don't think Nick Foles is going to turn Chicago's fortunes around by himself. I think Green Bay is the favorite again. But I do think Minnesota's catching up and will be there as well. And Detroit's just Detroit. You never know.
Real quick, before I let you go, Tom, getting back to the Packers. So you think they might go out? I mean, does a veteran – we talked about a veteran wide receiver that could be sitting out there. Do you think a veteran wide receiver is needed? Because I've been saying that all along, that it's great to say that you can go out and get yourself one or two wide receivers. But I'm thinking they need somebody that knows it, that gets it, that's been savvy enough to do it in the NFL, that can be an opposite of Devontae Adams, and then allow the young guys to grow into the role.
Well, there's two different ways to think about that, and everybody has their own philosophy on it. And one is, you know, I know Ted Thompson's philosophy was, I want the young guys to play, and I want them to play as often and as early as possible, and so that you get the most out of them. You know, you didn't want them sitting behind a marginal veteran and, you know, wasting time with them. He wanted them in the game right away. I think there's a balance, though, there. If you can find a guy who's a one-year fit, who can give you some stability, that's good, and competition. But let's say they bring in, you know, I would not be surprised if they drafted two or three wide receivers in this draft. And then you got to decide, then you got to go into camp and sort of sort it all out. And if you've paid a decent amount for a veteran wide receiver, you're pretty much stuck with them. You know, you can't, for salary cap reasons, it'd be stupid to release them. So you have to make that decision now as to whether you want to just roll with young guys and think that an Equanimeous St. Brown will come along next year and that Valdez-Scantling will bounce back, you know. And so I think that's kind of the decision that Gutekunst is faced with.
Tom, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on for a couple of minutes and providing some knowledge, and then you stay safe as well. I know it's trying times, a lot of rumors, misinnuendos and such like that out there, but stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon, pal, okay?
Appreciate it much, Bill. Thanks, buddy.
Talk to you later. There you go. Tom Silverstein, he is with the Journal Sentinel and talking some Packers and some interesting insight right there. That he does not feel that the Packers are better. If anything, he feels the Packers are worse off letting Brian Bulaga go, and he feels that Kirksey is not as good as Blake Martinez.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.